A New Kind of Music. Franz Joseph Haydn was a famous composer. He created a new kind of music. Haydn's work influenced composers who came after him. He changed classical music in a big way. Talented Boy. Franz Joseph Haydn was born on March 31, 1732. He was born in a small town called Rohrau in Austria. His father made wheels for carriages. His mother was a cook for the Lord of Rohrau. The little boy was called by his middle name. Joseph was the second of 12 children, but only 5 of his siblings lived to adulthood. That was not uncommon in those days. As a little boy, Joseph loved music. He had a beautiful singing voice. When Joseph was 6 years old, his uncle, Johann Matthias, visited the Haydns. Johann Matthias was a choir master in a town called Hainburg. When he heard Joseph sing, Johann Matthias offered to train the boy as a musician. Joseph's parents agreed. When he was just 6 years old, Joseph moved to Hainburg to live with his uncle. 2 of Joseph's brothers became well-known musicians too. When Joseph was 8 years old, he joined the choir at St. Stephen's Cathedral in Vienna, Austria. Vienna was the capital of Austria, and St. Stephen's was its most important church. Joseph lived at St. Stephen's for 8 years. He went to the choir school. Joseph learned a lot about music. He studied other subjects too. Life at St. Stephen's was a lot of work, but Joseph enjoyed the music. A New Beginning. By the time Haydn was 16, his voice had changed. He could no longer sing high notes. He also got in trouble for cutting off another boy's hair as a prank. Haydn was asked to leave the choir. He had to leave the school as well. Haydn did not know what to do. He had no money and no job. Fortunately, a friend took him in. He lived in the friend's attic and worked odd jobs. Haydn was determined to be a musician. He listened to every kind of music he could. He taught himself about famous composers and their works. Haydn also taught music to children. He did not have a lot of money, but he was happy. One day, Haydn met a man named Nicola Porpora. Porpora was a composer and singing teacher. He hired Haydn to be his accompanist. Haydn played music while Porpora's students sang. One of Porpora's students was a young woman named Mariana Martinez. She would go on to become a well-known composer herself. Music Director. In 1759, Haydn's luck got even better. He was hired as the Kapellmeister, or music director, of the Count of Bohemia. One of Haydn's jobs was to lead the orchestra. Haydn wrote his first symphony for the orchestra to play. At this time, most noble families had their own orchestras and singers to entertain the family and their guests. The count and his court liked Haydn's music. It sounded fresh and lively. Haydn's music was simpler than the complex music of the time. But it also had emotions that made people feel happy or sad. A dream job. Unfortunately, the count did not have enough money to pay his orchestra. All the musicians lost their jobs. So did Haydn. Along with his salary, Haydn lost his home. But he stayed cheerful. He believed something good would happen, and it did. Haydn was soon hired by a family called the Esterházys. The Esterházys were rich and powerful, and they loved music. Prince Anton, the head of the Esterházys, asked Haydn to be his assistant conductor. Haydn said yes. Haydn had a lot to do. He helped conduct Prince Anton's orchestra. He led rehearsals and gave lessons to the singers. Haydn also composed lots of music for the orchestra to play. The Esterházys loved Haydn. So did the musicians. Haydn was always cheerful and polite. He got along with people. Haydn loved his job. He would work for the Esterházy family for the next 30 years. Haydn got married in 1760, but the marriage was not a happy one. His wife hated music. She even used some of Haydn's music to line her baking sheets. Prince Anton died in 1762. His brother, Prince Nicholas, became the new family leader. Nicholas loved music even more than Anton did. He encouraged Haydn to write all kinds of music. Haydn composed operas and symphonies. He wrote string quartets, too. Haydn became good friends with another composer. His name was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart even called his friend Papa Haydn. Haydn becomes famous. Haydn produced a lot of music for the Esterházys. Soon, people in other countries heard Haydn's music as well. He sold copies of his music to monasteries. He sold them to other noble families, too. Haydn's music became popular all over Europe. In 1790, Prince Nicholas died. His son did not like music very much. He fired all of his musicians except Haydn. He told Haydn he could stay or go. Haydn was soon lonely at the Esterházy estate. He missed Vienna and his friends there. So Haydn moved to Vienna. But before he could get settled, he got an offer to go to London. Haydn accepted. In London, he wrote and conducted 6 symphonies, an opera, and many other works. Even the royal family came to see his performances. In 1795, Haydn returned to Vienna. He went back to work for the Esterházys. During that time, he wrote 6 masses. These are among his most famous works. Haydn invited Ludwig von Beethoven to come to Vienna to study with him, but the two did not get along. In 1798, Haydn wrote a famous oratorio. It was called The Creation. The oratorio was written in both German and English. Haydn's last years were quiet ones. He died in his sleep on May 31, 1809. He was 77 years old. But the music composed by the man people fondly called Papa Haydn would live on for hundreds of years after his death. A strange thing happened after Haydn died. Thieves stole his head after Haydn was buried. Haydn's skull was not recovered for another 75 years. It was reburied with his body. Haydn loved practical jokes. Many people think he would have found the story of his missing head quite funny.